Welcome, and thanks for tuning in to this episode of CoreCast. I'm Jennifer LaVista. Heavy rainfall across the Midwest has caused major flooding. Joining me on the phone is USGS National Flood Specialist Bob Holmes to give us the latest information on what's taking place. Bob, thanks for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. Glad to do it.
Can you please give us an overview of what's happening across the Midwest?
Well, essentially, we've had an entire spring, and now we're into the summer, of heavy rainfall throughout a band all the way from Oklahoma up through parts of the greater part of the Midwest, ranging from South Dakota down into Kentucky, all the way into Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, Illinois. So a large part of that, we've had numerous floods. In fact, in Indiana itself, we've had four separate flood events since the beginning of the calendar year. And so we've had tremendous flooding and continued episodes of flooding in pretty much the same parts of the country.
What can we expect over the next few days or weeks?
Well, essentially, we are out experiencing record floods now. We are actually in parts of Iowa. We're exceeding our previous record floods set back in 1993 on both the Cedar and Iowa rivers. So we've got quite a bit of flooding that's ongoing in this area. And the quantitative precipitation forecast from the National Weather Service is calling for more rain this week. So we're going to see further widespread flooding. It's going to continue. This is beginning to look a little bit like the 1993 event. Only time will tell whether or not we have enough rainfall to get it up to those levels on the Missouri and the Mississippi rivers. Right now, the big flooding is limited to these smaller tributary streams, such as the Iowa and the Cedar Rivers, the Wabash River in Indiana, the White River in Indiana, the Fox and the Coon River and those kind of areas up in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, we will have our staff mobilized collecting data in support of our sister agencies within the Weather Service and Army Corps of Engineers and the various state and local agencies.
Okay. Tell me a little bit more about what the USGS is doing. You mentioned collecting data, but what does that entail?
Well, essentially, we operate around 7,000 stream flow monitoring stream gauges in the United States that are operated by USGS, and many of those are operated with funding and support from other agencies such as the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. And these gauging stations are vital to provide information that drive the computer models for the Weather Service and the Army Corps of Engineers to have their predictions of flooding. And the computer models are only as good as the data that we provide. And we have field crews right now, currently, we've probably got about 40 to 50 field crews out in the Midwest collecting data to make sure that they're out there verifying the gauges are operating properly. They're making volumetric discharge measurements where they're actually out there in the water, on the bridges, driving around the countryside, making sure that as they make their flow measurements, they call those in. They're collecting velocity data and depths and looking at where the levee breaks are at and how that impacts our relationships between stage and discharge. And those kinds of data are crucial. The Weather Service, we're in constant contact. We actually have one of our staff is in the River Forecast Center for the Weather Service as we speak in Chanhassen, Minnesota, acting as a liaison and a technical expert on these rating curves, because we are seeing flood levels, especially on the Cedar River in Iowa, that we've never seen before. And so we're having to extend our ratings. We have field crews out making flow measurements, and they're calling those in to their respective offices and up to our liaison in the River Forecast Center. And we're actually plotting those new rating curves on the fly and feeding that right into the Weather Service forecast models and being right there with them and assisting them with what's going on.
Bob, is there anything else you'd like to tell our listeners?
Well, the real-time webpage, we have a lot of people. 1993, the advent of the Internet was not as prevalent as it is today, so we have a whole lot more people depending upon our data, even individual landowners, homeowners along the rivers. They're very savvy in terms of where to get the information. So if people are interested in tracking the river in their area, they should consult the USGS website and see where the gauging stations that we operate are in their area, and they can kind of keep abreast of how the river elevations and flow rates are changing.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Bob. I appreciate it.
Okay.
To stay up to date on the latest flood information, please visit the links below on the CoreCast page. CoreCast is a product of the U.S. Geological Survey, Department of the Interior. Until next time, I'm Jennifer LaVista.